Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, and I'm very excited about having our good friend Karen Kerrigan back on the show. Karen is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. In fact, she was with us. She was part of our Brain Trust before it was a Brain Trust. Back in the very early days of 1997, she's the president and the founder of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBECouncil.org. And as I've said many times before, pound for pound, nobody does more for small business than Karen and her organization. Karen, welcome back to the show.
Oh, good morning, Jim. It's really good to be with you today.
Good to have you back, and you're broadcasting, you're coming to us on our broadcast live from the Republican Convention in Tampa, Florida.
I am, and it's, it's a really, it is an exciting convention. I've been to many over the past, for the last 20 years now. I think I've been to all of them. And it's really good to see entrepreneurs and small business owners literally take center stage at the convention.
Has any speaker not mentioned small business in their speech so far this week? I don't think anybody has.
I don't know, but they were definitely out of order.
If
they did not.
I know. I even heard one of the techies doing a sound check in the background, and he was on the mic doing a sound check saying small business, small business, small business. instead of check 1, 2, 3, he was doing the other. So what are you finding down there? What are you seeing as you've been walking around and meeting people? What are they saying?
They're saying a lot. I mean, it started on Tuesday. We had a big event, a celebration of American Entrepreneurship Luncheon, where we had a lot of small business owners attend that event, including, by the way, Bev Gray, who spoke on the floor. She is from Northern Virginia. Governor McDonnell introduced her. Her opening remarks were so profound when she said, imagine, going 5 years without a paycheck.
Yeah.
And really, hit the nail on the head.
Small business owners, a lot of people listening right now can imagine that.
Yeah, what they go through, what they sacrifice, what they endure, but don't complain about, obviously. But, it started at our this big luncheon we have. We had Governor Rick Perry as our speaker. We gave mm-hmm. him a Hero of the American Entrepreneur Award. He was just fantastic. I mean, talked about what he did in Texas and really how, those policies in Texas need to be modeled at the federal level in terms of,
right.
Low taxes, a predictable regulatory climate, and, a sane regulatory and legal system. Lieutenant Governor Clayfish from Wisconsin, who runs that state's Open for Business initiative, was just fantastic. I mean, how mesmerizing. She would be someone else who would be, a great, speaker at a convention.
Right.
But everyone, I think there is a sense of, the issue of the economy, jobs, and the role that entrepreneurship plays, in this recovery is just, they don't need to really, to fight the media or, to get their message out. That,
mm-hmm.
The people out there understand what's at stake in this election. And I think there's a sense that, they're not working against some headwind here in terms of, what the country needs. They're
right.
actually providing solutions and providing the message that people are wanting to hear out there
in terms of the direction of our country. Could you replicate that event that you had, will you replicate that next week at the Democrat convention?
We will be, yes. We will be at the Democratic National Convention.
But will you replicate that dinner and that meeting, and will you have people from the Democrat Party coming and speaking on behalf of small business, et cetera, et cetera?
Yes, absolutely.
Well,
we're
going
to be doing the same thing, and still are waiting to hear, about the agenda and who will be coming. but it will be the same event. We will talk about what we think from a policy perspective business owners need, what we know they need based
right.
on what we're hearing from them. And then we will, hear from Democrat officials, some who've done very good things in there from a policy perspective and legislative perspective to help small business. So we're doing the exact same thing as the Democrat convention, yes.
Right. Good, good. I'm glad to hear that. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to get some more perspectives on the Republican convention from Karen in the next segment. And SBECouncil.org, folks, SBECouncil.org, that's the short for Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. That's her website. I encourage you to go there. It's an outstanding site. You'll be able to, I'm sure, Karen, there's a bunch of stuff there that you've posted from your convention experience this week.
On the Twitter feed.
Yeah, check it out. Quick break, right back with Karen Kerrigan. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.